got a new haircut here.
Yeah.
What was the inspiration for this?
You know, whenever I come to training camp and I have something, you know, silly like this done to my head, I think I'm about a 75% ratio going to the Super Bowl, so whatever it takes to keep it going.
Where did this one come from? Is there a story behind this?
No story behind it. I just tell my barber, you know, just give me something different. And, you know, this time we wanted to go with something that glows in the dark. So this is what you got.
Can hair make you a better player?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But, you know, it's just something, you know, I'm a little, you know, superstitious when it comes to certain things. And this is just one of them.
You said in the past you've gotten special haircuts when you've done the Super Bowl. Is that what it was?
Yeah. The first time I done it was in Arizona and went to Super Bowl. And I came back last year. I had a whole bunch of whatever going on in my head. And, you know, we went last year. So hopefully I keep the trend going.
What is it? What's the desire?
I have no idea.
It's like your barber.
Yeah, I trust him. I trust him.
What have the guys said? I mean, they said they're going to get their hair?
No, I think it's just a one-of-a-kind thing right here. But, you know, a lot of the ball guys, you know, on the team say they wish they can do it, but, you know, their time has passed.
Intrell, last year the secondary really struggled at the beginning of the year, and then you guys at the end, the communication got a lot better, and the secondary was much improved. You feel like you guys can now carry that over starting from the start of this year and have it last the whole season?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, the way we finished off last year is the way we want to go out and, you know, obviously try to, you know, come out this season. You know, we had a lot of guys come together. We had a lot of guys, as well as coaches and players, you know, get on the same page and understand their assignment a whole lot better and trust the guy beside them. And that's pretty much all it was. You know, we didn't do anything different or out of the ordinary that we've been doing all year long. You know, we just put a little bit more focus into it, a little bit more, you know, trusting the guy beside us, and, you know, that was the outcome.
For you personally, last year you had to play some third corner, and it was different for you than what you're used to. Do you feel like this year you're happy to get back to being, you know, what you're playing your usual role in your usual position?
Yeah, you know, it feels, you know, a little funny to say I'm not comfortable playing the position that I'm supposed to play, but, you know, getting back into the swing of things, and you know, we have a lot of guys up front, you know, as far as secondary wise, that can fill in and play that third corner spot, and you know, we're just happy to be back out here, you know, try to get on the same page and try to build us a core group, you know, guys as far as you know, the chemistry and things of that nature, you know, to allow us to stay on the same page.
Last year it was, you know, you saying all in that sort of got the ball rolling. You took pretty much a vocal lead and just trying to get, you know, guys to rally. You know, do you look at yourself now as having to take that same role this year? Do you step back and let somebody else?
I mean, you know, like I said, I don't premeditate anything. You know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. You know, right now we just here. You know, we're just trying to, you know, build a foundation and have something to look forward to week in, week out. And, you know, right now it's the only time that we can do that. And started off right here, which is at training camp.
How do you see this team, Antrell, compared to the rest of the NFC or the rest of the league? Do you feel like, you know, there's no reason why you guys can't do this again? Do you feel like you have to prove yourself all over again? How do you
I think we definitely have to prove ourselves all over again. You know, that was the 2011 season. You know, this 2012, and, you know, guys are going to be gunning for us a lot more than last year. And, you know, we have the toughest schedule in the NFL. So, and the NFC, I mean, I think it's extremely tough. I think it's gotten just that much more competitive, and we got to go out there and play the best of best ball to even have a shot at the playoffs.
What's the balance as a veteran guy between getting yourself ready for the season and helping get the younger guys kind of along, getting them ready to go?
Well, I think you have to look at it and take the approach of just doing everything that you have to do the correct way and letting those guys follow, and hopefully setting a great example for those guys. And, you know, hopefully that they're alert and aware enough to follow your lead. And, you know, you just take it from that point.
You had Deion here last year. He was somebody you were close to, a veteran guy. With him not here, Angel, do you feel like you're the veteran leader of this secondary now?
You know, I'm definitely one of the oldest guys in secondary, that's for sure, myself and Corey Webster. But, you know, we just go out there and we play together. You know, we play together. You know, if I have to lead, then I'll lead. If I have to follow, you know, I follow. I have no problems leading or following, you know, as long as it's the right thing to do. And we just try to go out there and just make sure we're on the same page. And I think we're all vocal enough to do that, and I think we're all smart and intellectual players in order to keep everyone on the same page.